Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How about we get started with another hour of conversation? It's the 6th of October. If you haven't checked that out yet, I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is a trooper. She has the Ugga Buggas and the Ooga Boogas, and so she...
Just going to be croaking along.
I was croaking along on the radio. Brought to you in part by O'Reilly Superstar Battery Month. That's what October is at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to, a $25 gift card. That'd be kind of cool. After you mail in the rebates. Purchase a select Superstar battery and you're all set. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, your truck, your motorcycle, boat, whatever. Superstar batteries, they're cool. They also have, well, actually, they're hot because you got to be hot in order for it to really work well. They also have battery solutions for a lot of hybrid cars. So if you have a problemo with your car, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and do it today. Today. So here's the story of the Irish fellow who just became the first person to row your boat gently across the Atlantic from New York to Galway, Ireland. 112 days at sea, this guy. He's a former professional rugby player. His name is Damien Brown. Finally made it to Galway. His homecoming wasn't quite the way they thought it was going to pan out, Jay. After a storm hit Galway Bay, the boat was blown onto the rocks, leaving him in need of a rescue. He was taken ashore, had a nice warm reunion, has a nice young daughter, a nice young wife, lots of well-wishers.
We should still count this as like he made it. He did it.
He made it.
He was at the finish line.
Yeah, he got to the finish line. Very, very nicely done. He said, quote, "I accomplished what I wanted to. I'm safe. I'm uninjured. And I have an incredible reception. 3,000 nautical miles plus." He started on the Chelsea Pier in New York June 14th. Had a rowing partner and a friend named Fergus Farrell. I'd like to take a look at the shoulders and the arms and the back of these guys after all that rowing, right? It's pretty much a great way to keep yourself in shape. A little tedious with all the storms, too, at this time of year. That's why I wondered why they did it, because the North Atlantic is full of storms, with the hurricane season being what it is. But at any rate, Farrell had to drop out because he had a spinal problem, apparently, and a collapsed lung. Severe exhaustion.
Dangerous.
Probably sounded like you do today, right? All right, so anyway, congratulations to this fellow. He says to the crowd, "You got to appreciate and enjoy your own company." I would think that would be true. Being by yourself. There's a lesson in that, and not to be taken lightly what he just said. Are you okay being by yourself? That's part of the lesson. There's all kinds of lessons in this thing. Stick-to-itiveness, determination, strength
mind
of purpose,
over matter.
Mind, and right, spirit, mind, body connection. But when you make up your mind to do something, do you do it, whatever it is? And the lesson here for young people, it seems to me, is a great one. How old is this guy? 42? Yeah,
42.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Good for him.
Impressive.
Yep. And certainly, I'm very impressed. Yep. So here's Miss Texas. Her name is Bonnie Gabriel. Crowned Miss O'Reilly, good Doug. Miss O'Reilly. Miss USA. She beat out Miss North Carolina and Miss Nebraska. She has a Filipino background. She's a Filipina Texan. So the big deal is that she's not like everybody else. I suppose that's the way it's going, though, these days, isn't it? And there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
think
and
about
eventually
it.
We'll get to the point where there aren't any of these firsts anymore. It'll
right.
Just be
that's my thing. You were on it. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Enough of this. Oh, it's very unusual. Yeah, okay. Here's something that's fairly unusual. A pilot for Southwest is suing the company. I'm chuckling because of the reason that she is she's suing Southwest. Co-pilot exposed himself in the cockpit. Ooh, bad choice of words. Okay, well, in the front part of the airplane, right? What do they call it? Why do they call it the cockpit? Does anybody know the answer to that?
That is a good question, but this guy took it a little bit too literally.
Yeah.
He claims, and this happened last year, and she is suing Southwest because of she was the co-pilot, he was the head pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that she was the one, when she complained about the circumstance and the situation, she was the one that ended up being grounded. And he really just was like on probation, and that was about it. So she's suing him, she's suing the union, she's suing the company, all of these things for how it was happened. And he said that she, like, talked him into it, that he told her it was his final flight, he really wanted to do something, and she's like, well, like, in a dream world, how would you send up to your final flight? And he said what he wanted to do, and then she allegedly coerced him, and she denies all of this, but there was, like, a lewd act involved and everything. It wasn't just stripping down.
So he was retiring, or he'd been through with Southwest for 27 years.
That's
so he
what
had
she claimed. Yeah, that's what she claimed he had claimed. But apparently he had 2 or 3 more weeks of flight, so that wasn't his last flight. It's a whole big he said, she said situation. He says he stripped down, and that was it, and it was a prank gone wrong, and she was part of it.
He stripped down while they were at 35,000 feet?
Yeah, because he was claiming that was his last flight, and that was something
that
was
going on up there.
Stripped down, yep, there, yeah.
Yeah,
she was saying no, there was more to that story, more than that he did, and that she actually had no part of it, wanted no part of it. So it's a big he said, she said.
So I'm gonna throw a little something into the mix that isn't part of the story, nor is it how anybody else would interpret it. Probably, Southwest Airlines is headquartered in Houston, Texas. To our boy James, who is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, the thinking, Southwest has always been a good old boys company. It has. The fellow who started it was a guy named Herb Kelleher. And Herb was a good old boy. His second lieutenant was a lady, and she took, when he retired, she took over for a while. I'm trying to remember her name, and I can't. I can see her, but I can't remember her name. But the culture is what I'm talking about here. The culture of the company, there have been other incidents with Southwest where this sort of thing has happened. And I can't give you specifics, but I remember in the back of my mind, I'm calling up some other things that have happened that were not really kosher. They weren't big league. They weren't big time. There was stuff that guys who thought they could get away with that sort of thing, they did, in fact, where they were protected by the company. And this is looks like another example of that, where the company says, okay, the guy's right and the woman's wrong. And it's very, very hard for women to advance in Southwest, whereas with the other major airlines, American especially, American has tons now of women pilots. What was the story a month or so ago about the mother and daughter being on? The mother was the pilot and the daughter was the co-pilot.
They made history. First flight with two female pilots, and they happened to be mother-daughter duo.
Right. Was that on Southwest? I'm thinking it might have been either Southwest or Delta, one or the other. More likely on Delta and American probably lead the way when it comes to this sort of thing. But to go back
Southwest.
To what we... It was in Southwest? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go back to what we were saying about the history being made, you Miss USA pageant, won't it be nice to at some point in time acknowledge that you aren't a woman pilot, you're a pilot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. Or you're not a...
not a woman doctor, not a male nurse.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe, I guess I'm suggesting it's time for us to grow up a little bit. And but then I can hear... for some reason or other, this morning I had a dream about liberals versus conservatives. you know, what's in my mind? Why do we have dreams that we have? That's a whole different story for a different day and different analysis. But I there was something in my mind about conservative, and I say this on the air frequently when we talk about these sorts of things, that the liberals and the conservatives, or that whole discussion about what is a liberal and what's conservative, is so warped because the real meaning of the words are not taken into account by the use of them to describe someone who's a politician or who thinks right of center or left of center. You know, they've been taken to me. It's kind of like the usual English lesson that we have here with James or whomever. It's taking the words and their real meaning and twist them around. So now, if you look up conservative, probably what comes up is something that has to do with politics, but it really doesn't. The original word doesn't have anything to do with politics. It has to do with with conservation, saving things. Like, I've saved a couple hundred acres of land in my town. And I'm saying that, I'm not bragging, oh, Doug, you're such a great guy. I'm just saying that that is it. If you drive a car at 55 miles an hour, you're going to save gasoline as opposed to if you drive it at 75 miles an hour. That is conservation, that's saving. There's nothing about, you know, any of this stuff. The dream was about Lindsey Graham and his business with trying to get everybody to sign on to his bill to eliminate abortions altogether. And I'm just thinking, boy, there must be something in my mind that takes that seriously, because otherwise I wouldn't be dreaming it. But anyway, I'd like to have that stuff kind of go out the window too, you know what I mean? Have everybody in the perfect world, we all get along. 18 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-704-2731. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-704-2731. That's 800-704-2731. Again, 800-704-2731.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
As the chain of life is linked to the sun, to the soil, to the plants, to the animal, and then to man, that vital link between those steps is absolutely essential to what has kept mankind on this planet for as long as you believe we've been here.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are at 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I feel badly. I'd like to be able to... Can I maybe use two voices here? Can I be Doug?
You can be a ventriloquist.
I can be a Jay.
Let me hear a Jay impression. I would love to hear your impression of me.
Okay, Jay. That's kind of like what you said. There we go. Okay, Rihanna says she's nervous yet excited. Why would that be? You'd like to know why she's nervous and excited, right? Well, your hero, Doug Steffen, is going to tell you the whole story right after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Hey, big timer Rihanna, who is excited because she has been named the halftime performer at this year's Super Bowl. 9-time Grammy winner, 34 years of age. And she says, I've got a nerve here or there. My stomach's a little squeamish because of the Super Bowl gig in Glendale, Arizona this year. She has been on hiatus for a while. Why? Because didn't she have some had a baby, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a baby, but she's really just been focusing on all of her other endeavors. This woman's a billionaire. Mm-hmm. She has made so much money with her makeup line and clothing. And
She turned it down the first time, apparently. It was offered to her, was like in 2018.
Yeah, this is when everything was going on with Colin Kaepernick. And she was just like, I don't want any part of this.
Get involved in that, all that controversy. Right, exactly. The knee. And by the way, what's happened to all that? I don't see any of that stuff anymore. Is it just me, or does it just not occur? Or it's accepted, and people say, oh, yeah, okay, he's on his knee. I haven't seen too much of that, nor have I heard too much of a hippity-doo-dah about it. So maybe it's not such a big deal. He started something and got people to think, and it's
people to talk, and he's no longer in the league.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, she says the show was headlined by Adam Levine back then. So let's talk about what she's going to do this February. There are 120 million people that usually watch the halftime show. Some people say it's usually better than the game. They watch it for the game. They watch it for the halftime show. They don't watch it for the game. And so there are a lot of performers who have done this, and most of the time it really is very cool. And you look at some of the Gaga and some of the people, Jennifer Lopez.
Gaga started the show by jumping off the roof of the stadium, and she did not disappoint.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people are always asking me, Warren, what is my dog trying to tell me? He's always barking, and all his barks sound different. What do they mean? So let's decipher them a little bit for you. There's the deep, loud bark. That's the hey, Mom, look out, I'm not in a good mood. Then there's the middle pitch, not so loud and not so strong, hey, please come and get me. The short bark that is almost a whine generally means, I got to go out, Mom, take me out, I'm crossing my legs. Now there's my favorite, the happy bark. It's excited, you know, when the dog is really going around, the tail's going a mile a minute, that's an indication that your dog wants to play. Also, when they bark like that, you notice the front will go down and the butt will be up in the air. There's also whining and crying barks and yelping. Yelping generally means the dog is in distress, he's not feeling well, or something else needs to take place. But also understand, when a dog is kind of whining a little bit, it could be a rallying call that he just wants to play. I tape record my dog's different sounds so I can decipher them and understand exactly what he means. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part at least to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high gas prices to push their green agenda.
We don't have $5 a gallon gas in this country by accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he's set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a revolutionary treatment that could repair spinal cord injuries. Been developed by scientists. They're regrowing nerves, Jay, in paralyzed mice. And it happens over a couple of months.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we are, 34 after the hour. Yes, 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 it's October the 6th, Thursday. First Thursday of the month of October. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at the ready, on the job, in the air, everywhere, bringing you the stories that you kind of either might not hear about or you would get more excited about because of the way we play them. How's that? And so this is another one of those things, Jay, as we talk about, don't we wish that the firsts weren't about women or people that were black or whatever it is, just about the people. And so here's that, but I wish that it would go into the fold of Nicole Mann, who is the first Native American woman to fly into space. Marine Colonel Nicole Mann. One of four astronauts took off from Florida. Up she goes to the International Space Station. That was yesterday. SpaceX Falcon rocket put them on a path to catch. Isn't that interesting? They're catching. They're chasing after the space station. I kind of like that idea. Can I envision it, right? Anyway, she said she hoped the mission would inspire future generations of Native Americans. And see, I take exception to that. Why not inspire future generations, period? Here we are again, separating ourselves out and doing what is kind of tricky, actually. I get the idea, but everybody needs to be inspired, and we ought not to be inspired or have to be inspired by someone just because they're black or because it's a woman. I just think that we've carried that thing to the extent, and it's one of the reasons we are so divided. Instead of being a mosaic, we've become, you know, a kind of a members-only group. Do you understand what I mean?
We'll get there. Hopefully we do get there. But she's the first Native American. Think of how many Native American children don't even try for something like this because they didn't think it was possible.
Yeah, there's two sides to the story. No question about it. Not at all. She was in the service in Iraq and Afghanistan, so she sat as a pilot. Lots and lots of experience. There has been tremendous societal discrimination against the tribes, no question about it. But the way we've gone about fixing it has been like all of the casinos. They're not owned by the natives in general, the tribes. There are four or five people at the top that get all the dough who are the quote-unquote organizers. We always see this. There's always, you know, there's somebody in charge, somebody who's made it to the top, and they take advantage. So they exploit their own. And you see that, too. There are plenty of black people who exploit their own for their own gain. Plenty of white people who do it. It's just, I guess it's part of the human condition. Anyway, I've turned something good into something that's not good, and I don't mean to do that. She was in a Boeing Starliner capsule originally, but they haven't got it into service yet because of the usual government delays and, you know, the kind of screwing around that some of these companies do so that they make more money. So we're still in a position, and it's not bad, that we use SpaceX instead of the, you know, publicly NASA-driven space stuff. It's not too technical, but that's kind of what it is. But anyway, the name of the day should be Colonel Nicole Mann. Who is on her way. I think they dock up later today, don't they? Or they may have already done it. It doesn't usually take too many times. It takes like three revolutions. Mm-hmm. But once they take off to catch up to the space station, they do that in 91 minutes, 94 minutes. Imagine that. Imagine going around the planet, 25,482 miles at the equator, going around the planet once every 90-some-odd minutes. If they're doing almost 18,000 miles an hour, okay, the math works, right? But how do they get to the point where they go that fast? You know, you can't do that in your car. It's the propulsion system. Yeah, right, exactly. Propulsion system, it's the fact that there's really, once you get above the atmosphere, which is, I think, what is it, about 140 miles up, it seems to me, something like that, there's not much resistance because we've gotten, you know, when you're the airplanes that we fly in at 40,000 feet, there's tremendous resistance, even though the air is lighter and colder and stuff. But the winds and the usual stuff that's in the atmosphere, that's why it takes 6 hours to get to Los Angeles from Boston. If there wasn't that stuff there, then you do it. And that's why they're building this. You know, you've seen the new supersonic jets that are being built. Pretty much like the old, back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, when British Airways and Air France, nobody in America ever used these things. Airbus built the names escaped me, the things that went across, that they were flying at the speed of sound, over, they broke the barrier.
Oh, the, Commander. That. Oh, my goodness.
No, yeah.
It's, the Concorde.
If we don't use these things all the time, we forget them. The Concorde, right. They would fly at 1,200 miles an hour, which is, you know, a lot faster. That's almost three times. Well, the average airliner today goes about 600 miles an hour, so twice as fast. So you get from London to New York. I took that trip. Remember I told you the story? I sat next to Paul McCartney. We had a great conversation for 3 hours because that's how long the flight was. And then you look at other things because you get up to that. There's just less resistance and you get a little more boost in the plane and it's designed a little different. So they're building new planes that are like the Concorde that'll be in service. Matter of fact, American ordered like 20 of them. And there are all kinds of things that are being developed. I think it's very cool. The future of aviation, and how they fly planes. There are planes being developed that will be pilotless. I think I'll pass on those. I think I want to get into a plane and I want to look in the cockpit and I want to see some guy or some woman with gray hair in the left-hand seat. Thanks. I don't want to see nothing and have some guy on the ground push. You know, that's what they do. They have the technology because
human. Yeah, even the technology.
But the drones, you know,
up of a person.
Yeah, I've told you the story about when I was in Baghdad. I was looking at the screen on the in the cockpit, and we're trying to avoid lines on the screen, and the screen lines were the drones. And they were being piloted by kids in Tampa. So Tampa, the Air Force Base in Tampa, they're flying the drones in Baghdad. So it's, you know, you, they have the technology to do it. But we, no, I think I'll drive if that's the case. Okay, so we were talking about this fellow who made it across the North Atlantic, 3,000 miles. What a wonderful story, how he rowed his boat. Since last summer, and he finally got over there. Well, I was thinking of him as I saw this old canoe that was discovered underneath a lake in Wisconsin. 3,000 years old, carved from a single piece of oak, from a single oak tree. How about that? This Tamara Thompson, who's a maritime archaeologist, member of the Wisconsin Historical Society, discovered this canoe at the bottom of Lake Mendola, 1,200 years old. And now this other one has been found. The radiocarbon dating places it back to 1,000 B.C.
Isn't that incredible?
The oldest discovered boat, the canoe, anything of its type. Along Lake Mendota. So wouldn't you like to know who lived there? What was life like? The historical significance is certainly impactful, but what the heck was life like? A dugout canoe that was carved out of a tree. Excuse me.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Like you, yeah. Anyway, 3,000 years ago. Woo! And so they found the first canoe about 100 yards away from where they found this canoe at the bottom of the lake bed. And they kept, well, who knows what else they'll find? That's kind of interesting too, right? What else? Keep digging there. Let's see what else you can find.
Yeah, let's go. Don't stop.
Along the Great Lakes. Yep. The recovery of this canoe built by the ancestors of all of us, the native people, if you will. This is, you know, I'm sort of contradicting myself. To a point, when I was talking about the native the pilot of the going up to the space station. But in this case, there's a lot of history to be learned about who was here and how long they were here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Think about how much is preserved, whether it's buried or underwater somewhere. There is so much history beneath our feet. And
it is
genuinely astounding really think about that.
That it is. Okay, in a moment, a list of who is dead today. I'm sure you'll be excited about that right after this. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, 46 past the hour, so I'm going to go through these as many as I can get to because I don't like concentrating on this sort of thing. But I did say I would give you a list of who's dead, and the first person on the list is a Virginia realtor who was killed in an ambush while he was celebrating his birthday down in the Turks and Caicos. This has gotten a lot of attention. National stories. This is a well-known realtor, leader of the NAACP in his area. Police are calling this a targeted attack, which means it was a murder. Kent Carter, first vice president of the NAACP Arlington branch, riding in a car after going on an excursion down at Turks and Caicos. Men pulled up alongside of him and began to shoot at the car, and they killed him.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of a series of different killings.
Yeah, right. So what the heck is that all about? And the people, the Turks and Caicos is one of those quiet little islands. I've been there a couple of times. It's not like a lot of the other Caribbean islands, a lot of hoopla. It's the closest set of islands to Venezuela. So it's down on the chain. But one wonders, okay, there doesn't seem to be any information about why, right, with this guy? It's just, you know, he may have been a target, yeah. But why was he a target is the question. Anyway, he went to the beach and he's coming back to the hotel. So that's the story of Kent Carter. All right, here's another one. A window washer dying here in Boston after a fall inside the Kennedy Library. Victim was working inside the building, and the police obviously got the call when he fell. The victim, who hasn't been identified yet, fell 7 stories. Wow. The library is a 9-story building, and it's quite pronounced. You drive up Morrissey Boulevard heading into Boston, and it's a very... It's a very unique-looking building. It's very cool-looking. Yep. Yep. So this guy's just doing his job. A Purdue college student was killed in a residence hall. The roommate is suspected. Why in the world? This is a... Purdue's in Indiana, as most of you know. Suspect is the roommate who's arrested. So why, I guess, is the question. It's early in the season, right? It's early. They just started college, so what the heck was going on? Anyway, so there we have a few things to note here at 10 before the hour. Good day.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right, 53 after the hour now on the Doug Good Day program, Farm Food and Family Time here on the Good Day program. Well, a lot of people have asked me about what's going on with farms in Florida as a result of Hurricane Ian. And I can tell you that a lot of farmers here in my neck of the woods in the Northeast, actually all over the country, because of all the damage that was suffered by Florida farmers, are coming to the aid of their brethren, the Florida Farm Bureau, reaching out to the American Farm Bureau Federation, creating a fund that will help farm families recover from the storm. So I'm going to pass this information along to you should you care. If you're in Florida, maybe you're already doing it. The big ag is big business in Florida. And the relief fund has been set up to provide to help those people with losses. Donations are tax deductible. You can send your checks payable to the Florida Farm Bureau Women's Fund, Hurricane Ian Relief. Put that memo on the check. Florida Farm Bureau Women's Fund, Box 147030, Gainesville, Florida, 32614. Let's post that. Shall we, Jay? Let's just post that on Good Day website to help out the Florida farmers, Florida Farm Bureau, and send it to Box 147030, Gainesville, 32614, and we'll post that on the website. In a moment, the results of a poll for those of you who are trying to figure out what the heck has been a lot of talk about labeling beef. And what you don't know or what you didn't know, I've talked about this three or four times between here and the American Family Farmer Show that I've done, but this needs to be straightened out, and so I'll tell you where it is at this moment right after this.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker.
in the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so for those of you who have gotten upset like I have, and well, you should, because for whatever the reason, the politics of this, the big ag versus the you and me, the consumer, the origin of labeling for beef. What's happening is beef is being brought into this country much cheaper than what's being produced in this country, because it just costs us more to do stuff because we pay people more and things are more expensive than working for a dollar an hour down in Chile or Peru or Brazil, where a lot of this meat is coming from. So there's a poll that's out this week of registered voters that was conducted by the Coalition for a Prosperous America. I don't know who they are. It has something to do with farming. I've not heard of them before. 86% of Democrats, 83% of independents, and 90% of Republicans say they support the American Beef Labeling Act, which has gotten stalled because Big Ag has gotten in the way of it. So it's sitting in the Senate and the House. They voted it to out of committee, but the people who are paid lock, stock, and barrel by the interests of Big Ag have been able to put a cork in this thing, and that's why there's so much more publicity about it, because of the outrage of people when they look at people who, there were like 14,000 people involved in this poll, and some of them start asking, well, what's the result of the poll? Okay, well, the American Beef Labeling Act, bipartisan bill, introduced in the Senate by the farm state senators John Thune of South Dakota, John Tester of Montana, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Cory Booker of New Jersey, not exactly. Well, so there's lots of bipartisan support. So why doesn't it get passed? Why isn't it law? The Congress talks favorably about mandatory country of origin labeling, but the big ag interests, you should know this, are in the way of you knowing where the beef comes from. You know the old Clarapella ad, where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? They get to that. 59 past the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.